Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. So glad to have you join us as we take a look at the book. Of course, the book we're talking about is the Word of God, the Bible. Our subject as we study together at this time is going to be angels and prophecy. Sound pretty interesting? Indeed, angels and prophecy is a very interesting subject. In fact, the most used word in the book of Revelation is either angel or angels. Those two words together make up the largest usage of any word in the book of Revelation. Well, we'd like to have you study with us about angels and Christians. You know, we have a special relationship with angels. We're going to study about that, and I'll come back in a moment and tell you how you can get your own copy of Angels and Prophecy. It's a 5-hour audio series on CD. We'll tell you how to get it in just a moment. But right now, get your Bibles handy. Let's study about angels and Christians.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Man, this clock is moving fast. You gave me a bad clock. Something wrong with it. It's moving so fast, I can't believe it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me show you something here. You know what 1 Corinthians chapter 11 is. The last part of it's talking about the communion service, the Lord's table. First part of it's talking about hair. I don't deal with the first part of it very often. Maybe you understand why. I don't talk a lot about hair. Somebody said, that's a nice hairdo you got. I said, thank you. He said, you know what I call it? I said, what? A receding afro. So I don't talk about it. But look what it says. Here dealing with hair, right in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10, he says, and he's talking about ladies having long hair, men not having long hair. I'm not going to get into that issue. But basically, let me tell you bottom line. What he's talking about is authority in the local church. And that women are not to use, please, excuse me, I'm not a male chauvinist pig. I am a biblist. Women are to not usurp authority in a church. They're to be under authority. Happened, started at the fall, Genesis 3. And that's the reason for the long hair. And why is he dealing with this? Look what he says, verse 10. For this cause ought the women to have power on her head, in other words, authority over her, because of the angels. Angels attend every church service. It's not the guy in the pulpit. Absolutely not the guy in the pulpit. Angels are there observing what's going on in every church. Angels, the Christian in the church. What's Satan's plan? Number one, conflict. Look over, if you've got your Bible open, I hope you have. You've been going all over the place. Look over at Ephesians just for a second. Ephesians chapter 6. Let me show you this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. You recognize that portion of Scripture as the place where God uses Paul to tell those at Ephesus and thus all of us to put on the whole armor of God. Why are we to put on the whole armor of God? Verse 12, chapter 6, Ephesians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not human people. That's not where our wrestling is. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or in the heavenlies or in the first heaven, where the evil angels are in habitation right now, where they're dispatched by Satan to come to earth in time of conflict, to bring conflict to us. Why? Because those holy angels are here ministering to us. They are guardians. They're going to protect us. They're going to help us to carry forth the message of redemption to a world that needs it. And so Satan's plan, I've got to defeat God because I am going to be God. I don't want these people turning to Jesus as their Savior. I don't want them being saved. Oh, I know that's God's will. It's His will that any should perish, but all should come to knowledge. I'm going to send problem. I'm going to send trouble. I'm going to send conflict. And so the evil leader of the angels, Satan himself, dispatches angels to attack, to oppress, to try to destroy, to deceive. Evil angels are dispatched They come down to take over. You know what it says? Satan, the only one of the evil angels who have access to the throne of God in the third heaven, Revelation 12:10, goes there and accuses us day and night. Every single time I do something wrong, you do something wrong as a believer, Satan slips up to God. God, see what he did? You know what it says? 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. Don't separate and not have a relationship with your wife or your husband. I'm talking about sexually. Why? Without permission of both. Why? Because Satan can come along and tempt you to sin. An angel tempts you to sin. Conflict. Wants to destroy. Angels want to attack. Oh, not only the conflict that you and I have, but the counterfeits. Look at, you've got Ephesians, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 just for a second. I'm moving down to the end. I know your arms are going to be tired from turning pages. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me show you something here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul is writing to the people at Corinth. What's going to happen? He's saying, and if you look at the epistles, you look at what, especially the pastoral epistles, the church, the body of Christ, the local assembly of believers is for the purpose of preserving the doctrine of God and to fighting false teachers. That's the whole purpose for the church. Now look here at verse 13. For such, and he's talking about false teachers. Look here at verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers. Look at here. Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. May I submit to you, and I'll not name any names right now, 90% of Christian television transforming themselves, false teachers, into apostles of Christ. Why do I say they're false teachers? Because they're teaching false doctrine. That's why I say it. When some man says, we're going to become gods, you ought to turn he and his wife off and never watch them again. When some man says, a Jew doesn't need to trust in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, but when you say that a Jew doesn't need to know Christ as Lord and Savior, you better turn that false teacher off and not watch him again. They're transforming themselves into apostles or teachers of Christ. Look at verse 14. No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Verse 15, therefore it is of no great thing if his ministers, whose ministers? Satan's ministers, also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Evil angels transformed into ministers of so-called righteousness. Does that mean that an angel can take on a body? Well, I do know angels can take on bodies. Genesis 19, they did it at Sodom and Gomorrah. But I'm not absolutely positive that that's what it's talking about. Could well be talking about an angel, evil angel, dispatched by Satan himself to give us a counterfeit, comes and takes a supposed personality known worldwide, and empowers him, fills him, demon possesses him, or evangelical possession, and helps him to become a minister of righteousness and teaches false doctrine. You better know this book. You don't follow any teacher. You follow the book, what it says. Look at 1 Timothy, the last days. 1 Timothy. The last days is where we are. And how do I know that? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look what he says in chapter 4, 1 Timothy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Is that today? No, we're in the latter times. Look over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And then he unfolds what's going to happen. And if you study what follows there, you'll see it's satanic influence upon leaders, having a form of godliness, it says, and denying the power thereof. But look at verse 13, and I close right now. Here it is. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving. But Satan, realizing he has to stop God's plan in order to accomplish his goal of being God, sends conflict, sends counterfeits. And in the last days, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. Are we there? Better believe it. We're at the spot Paul was talking about. Next thing, an angel will shout to call us to be with him. Father, thank you for the truths in your word, for helping us to at least start to look at this information about angels. We're part of that theme that permeates the entire Word of God, the theme of redemption. We're on the mission to bring Jesus Christ to a world that needs him. We're co-partnered, fellow servants with angels, but Satan doesn't like it, so he sends conflict and counterfeits to try to stop us. But we recognize the day is which we're in, and we now commit ourselves to being fellow servants with the good angels to accomplish your glory. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you so very much for joining us as we have taken a look at the book, the subject, Angels and Prophecy. By the way, that's the title to my 5-hour audio series on CD that will help you understand the entire scope of angels as it relates to God's Word, and in particular, in Bible prophecy. If you'd like to have your copy of Angels and Prophecy, you can call our toll-free number and make your order. That toll-free number is in effect across America. The number is 877-674-3298. Or you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and order your copy of the 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Angels and Prophecy. Again, the number, 877-674-3298, or go to our website at prophecytoday.com. I'm so grateful that you could join us as we've had time to study about angels and prophecy. And I'm convinced when you get the entire study and come to a conclusion of how angels will play a role in end time prophecy, you'll agree with me. The return of the Lord with the rapture of the church is about to take place. In fact, at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...